News Washington.
The Taliban are claiming responsibility for a suicide attack on a popular Lebanese restaurant in the Afghan capital of Kabul that killed as many as 16 people, including the International Monetary Fund's representative to Afghanistan. NPR's Sean Carberry reports most of the victims are foreigners.
A little after 7 p.m. local time, an explosion shook a residential neighborhood of Kabul. Gunfire followed as police quickly cordoned off the area, which is close to a number of embassies. Afghan officials say one attacker blew himself up outside the Lebanese taverna, and two gunmen entered and began shooting the customers. Security forces eventually killed the two gunmen. So far, the United Nations says they have personnel unaccounted for, as do other international organizations. The owner of the restaurant, who was a friend of the international client, was killed. This attack is particularly striking in that it indiscriminately targeted foreign civilians. The Taliban generally target military or government personnel. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
California Governor Jerry Brown has now officially declared a drought emergency in the state. The governor's declaration today clearing the way for financial assistance and other help from the federal government after months of unseasonably dry.